Lowe's Hotels cancels Senator Josh Hawley's Florida fundraiser. By Amy Furr on January 17, 2021. Lowe's Hotels has canceled a fundraiser event for Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, set for the Portofino Bay Hotel at Universal Orlando. The event was scheduled for February 12 through 15, Fox 35 reported Saturday. In a tweet, Lowe's said it was horrified and opposed to the events at the Capitol and all who supported and incited the actions. The event was planned to raise money for a Hawley-affiliated political committee known as Fighting for Missouri. The decision reportedly came after Florida attorney Daniel Leuelfelder posted a flyer for the event online, referring to the senator as a traitor and asking the hotel company why it was supporting him, according to Fox News. Last year, the attorney dressed as the Grim Reaper to shame Florida beachgoers during the coronavirus pandemic but was later seen at a large protest in June. Hawley addressed Lowe's decision in a statement to Forbes, writing, "If these corporations don't want conservatives to speak, they should just be honest about it. But to equate leading a debate on the floor of the Senate with inciting violence is a lie, and it's dangerous. I will not be deterred from representing my constituents and I will not bow to left-wing corporate pressure," he said. Publishing company Simon & Schuster recently canceled Hawley's book after he joined a constitutional effort to challenge the 2020 election results. Hawley's upcoming book, titled, The Tyranny of Big Tech, was scheduled to be released on June 22, 2021, Breitbart News reported. In a statement regarding the decision, the senator wrote, "Simon & Schuster is canceling my contract because I was representing my constituents, leading a debate on the Senate floor on voter integrity, which they have now decided to redefine as sedition. It's a direct assault on the First Amendment. Only approved speech can now be published. This is the left looking to cancel everyone they don't approve of. I will fight this cancel culture with everything I have. We'll see you in court," he concluded.